This week's episode is brought to you in honor of Peter Mayhew. May you rest in peace, or as you would say... our intro through a Chewbacca filter, that'd be amazing.
I wish I had those capabilities. I always wish that I had the ability to like edit this to like make dumb, you know, stupid shit for the songs, but I don't have that ability to do things.
I don't know how anything works at all.
I got that vinyl thing to work when we do that for the vinyl episode, but that's about it.
Yes. Skirt indeed.
Skirt. All right. Anyway, hello. Welcome to the Hodge Podcast, the official podcast of CountryHodgePodge.com. I'm your host, Steve Hodge, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, cousin, Elever, Kevin Hodge. Yes, that is very sad news. Peter Mayhew passed away today.
Yeah, he was old, though. He was old.
Yeah, and I think they said, like, his body was, because he's so tall that his body breaking down. And
being that tall, you don't live that long. That's just the way it goes.
74 is pretty good. It's just like how R2-D2 died a couple years ago.
Yeah, being that short, also.
Yeah.
Body just can't do it. But yeah.
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about Medicine Stone lineup, and then, I don't know, apparently Billboard something or other happened.
There's a thing that happened.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
I remember when it used to be that we would just be like, oh, the awards are tonight, but I'm not going to watch. Now I like wake up and it's like, this person won an ACM. I was like, I had no idea that was last night.
No, I straight up was like I was looking at Twitter today and there was all of this traffic and shit about it. And I was like,
#impeachTrump.
No idea. Exactly. It was just like, fuck him in the ass right up there. No, yeah. I had no fucking idea that it even existed. And not that, I don't know if we're getting into it now or not, but I was like, I have fucking what?
Yeah, that's all we ever have to say about it. Luke Combs probably won stuff because he's super popular now. And
yeah, he won a lot of the country things. And so with my limited knowledge of what happened and what the award categories even were, I'm fine with that. If Luke Combs wins all the things, sure, fuck it, why not?
Yeah, it's like I posted the other day, it popped up that we went and saw him at Joe's Bar, and I was just like, I still remember that. I mean, we've talked about it 1,000 times on this fucking show, but talking about how we saw him back when he was Luke Combs Music on all of the social medias instead of just Luke Combs, and when he would actually like stuff that we posted about him because he still ran his own Twitter and he just wasn't that known. And yeah, it sucks. Like, we've talked how it sucks that they like computerized the shit out of She Got the Best of Me and stuff, but that dude is still talented as shit, and I'm happy he has success. If anyone's gonna be successful in mainstream country music, I'm happy it's him.
Exactly. But it just bugs the shit out of me that they think that they should do anything to his voice.
Yeah.
The dude's so talented. Why would you ever fuck with that?
Yeah, that dude's got one of the most powerfully raw like voices, and why would you ever mess with that?
Yeah, it's just like, I see that you have a drink that tastes really well. What if I just dip my nutsack in it? Yes. Please.
The door is open, so the puppies are in here.
Puppies!
The other thing is Medicine Stone, and then obviously we're going to talk about the best albums, as you see in the title, but we'll get to that in a bit. So Medicine Stone released their lineup yesterday, or 2 days ago when you're listening to this, but it was so funny because after last year, we're like, that was so much fun, but I don't know, we just don't want to make that trip down there, and then all of a sudden they release this lineup, and we're like, yeah, but should we go?
Because it's one of those things where, you know, it has minor changes, you know, from year to year.
Yeah.
Because, a lot of the people are returning.
Because it's Turnpike and Jason Boland every year.
Exactly. But the fact that they swapped out Randy Rogers for Parker McCollum for the opening night, like, headliner is really awesome. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I really want to see that.
Yeah, so,
and then there's just also a bunch of other great people. If I didn't have to use my phone to FaceTime you, I could look at this lineup. But since I can't, I'm just going to say it was great. And I remember that it was great.
Yeah, so the lineup of the people who are returning is Jason Boland, Turnpike Troubadours, Wade Bowen, Flatland Cavalry, Shiny yep. Ribs, John Fulbright, Jamie Lynn Wilson, Cody Canada. American Aquarium wasn't there last year, but there the year before that. Red Shahan, Mickey and the Motor Cars, Caitlin Butts, Vandaliers.
Yep.
Those are the ones that were there before, but the ones that are new that we haven't seen down there is Parker McCollum, William Clark Green, even though we have seen him live, but we haven't we didn't see him there. Then Courtney Patton is here.
Yep.
Bree Bagwell. Austin Mead, was he there before? I don't remember.
I don't know.
And then one of the ones that I did not expect to pop up, but it's awesome, is Doc Fell & Co. because he's awesome. He had an album come out last year, and it was really good, and so I was excited to see him on there. But, yeah, it's like, I really want to fucking go, but at the same time, it's just like, but then we'd have to take the 4 days off, and then...
Yeah, we'll see. And, yeah, game time decision.
And hey, if we can get those press passes again, then I won't be upset about that.
Dopest dope.
But yeah, so that's awesome. Medicine Stone, if you don't know, it's in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. It's the endish of September. It's like the second to last weekend, usually, of September or something like that. And yeah, it's a whole lot of fun. The first year was really fun. It was really hot, really fun. Then last year was very rainy, but it was still fun. And then I got really sick and I thought I was going to die. But because I didn't pack any rain shit, because I'm an idiot.
And the AIDS. Yes. The AIDS comes for us all.
Well, you know what? If it's my time, it's my time. but, yeah, so if you haven't, check out Medicine. And it just sucks also because it used to be like, well, we'll have festivals up here because, like, we have Windy City Smokeout and we have, like, the one in Iowa, the Hinterland. But then we look at Windy City Smokeout lineup this year and it's just hot garbage. I think there's maybe two, like, literally, like, two people we want to see.
Parker McCollum and Ashley McBride and maybe
I think Luke Combs is headlining or something probably.
Yeah.
But, it's because last year it was like there's two people that we really don't want to see, like Kane Brown and Walker Hayes, like two people.
Thank God I got to leave the premises during that.
You missed that masterpiece of a country set. He's true country. But
I would rather jump into the Chicago River, grow a third arm, and then swim back to the shore. And then fucking, I don't know, get kicked in the nuts. And then I would prefer that.
Yeah, it's really bad. So it just sucks that, like, this is... I mean, there's that one day at Hinterland where it is, like, John Moreland and Coulter Wall and stuff. Like, that still does look pretty sweet, but...
The Hinterland, like, lineup's pretty great.
Other than that, it's just, like, there's not that much around here for us. And so it sucks that Medicine Stone's, like... And then we were also thinking of going to... Lone Star Jam over Memorial Day weekend, but that one fell through, and it's just like, it's so fucking hard to find a good country festival up here, and it sucks.
Yeah. Local is impossible, but...
Yeah. I mean, thankfully, you're lucky that you have Coondong Motel, where you get one person every once in a while. Like, Mike and the Moon Pies are there soon.
Damn right.
Josh Headley was there just a bit ago. Jeremy Pinnell's gonna be there.
Saw Colton Wall there.
Yeah, Coulter Wall.
Seen Bones Coulter Owens Wall. There a couple times. Just saw Paul Cawthon a week ago.
That's right, Paul Cawthon was there. That's the one I was thinking about. So it's nice that you have that. And then we're seeing Ward Davis in June. Tickets actually go on sale...
Tomorrow,
yeah. So we could get those, even though it's not going to... It'll probably be like Whitey Morgan, where it's... Well, it is a Saturday,
It might sell out, but I don't know if it'll sell out immediately.
Yeah, we'll buy our tickets ahead of time for sure, but... Yeah, so that's pretty sweet that we get that. But yeah, we just don't get any festivals up here.
Yeah.
Any
good ones. Exactly.
Like, we get fucking Country Thunder, which has its best lineup this year in recent years, but it's still a bad line, like, overall. Because this year, I think...
And it's so expensive. Like, that's the thing about Country Thunder that's a killer. It's like, okay, yeah, it's not the worst lineup I've ever seen, but I'm not going to pay, like... $800 on the weekend to fucking go up there and then just be there and drink and whatever for 4 days.
Yeah, that's what really fucking... Yeah, because it's... I remember actually just recently on our Country Thunder, like, Facebook group, they posted, like, how much all the shit is, and it was like, tickets are $190 now and campsites are $300. I'm like, no! Like, Medicine Stone, it's $130. 30 for, and that includes camping.
Like, yeah,
it's fucking terrible. It's and then Windy City Smokeout used to be a good deal. It was like $100 or whatever for the weekend, and now, or I think it was even 80 or something for the weekend. But now it's just a garbage fucking lineup that's not even worth it. So
yep,
yeah, that just sucks. But anyway, yeah, Madison Stone, check it out. They're awesome.
Try it out.
Try it out. so yeah, we're doing our fourth episode that we decided we're going to kind of switch up the podcast format. So we do Artist Spotlight once a month instead of weekly like we used to, because we don't want to run out of shit to talk about because we're stupid.
Goddamn right.
And we do Kevin's Vinyl Collection, where we talk about a vinyl that Kevin owns or just an album that you really should check out that maybe he doesn't have yet. Then we do, what the fuck do we, oh, Legends. That was last week. We did Waylon Jennings. So if you want to listen to that.
Legans.
Last year we did Merle Haggard, so we'll be doing those more often now.
Yep.
And then, so the fourth episode is we're going to talk about first week of each month. We're going to talk about the previous month's albums and the best ones that you should be listening to. So if you pay attention at the end of each episode, we say, like, this is what came out last week and you should listen to it. But now we're going to kind of dive into them deeper, even though it's a lot, so we don't know a lot about a lot of them because there's a lot of albums. Because it was, I think, 26 or 25 total albums last month that we listened to.
A lot of albums
that came out. So, yeah, so it's hard to keep track of everything. But we'll do the honorable mentions, and then we'll hop into the top 10. So we'll kind of maybe briefly say something, but some of them we have more to say than others, but. That the ones that aren't on the top 10 is, first is Reba McEntire, Stronger Than the Truth. She proved that traditional country is very alive and well, as we talked about in previous episodes. She's like, I'm kind of tired of this pop stuff and I want to go back traditional. And she released an amazing traditional. She has like honky tonk dance music on top of, you know, the Reba ballads, you know, and love. And it's just an amazing fucking album.
Yeah. And it's so, I feel like it's so awesome that she can come out with an album like this that is just a straight-up country album.
Yeah.
And it will do well, and people will talk about it as being a great album. Because in the current day and age, you know, she could have very well fucking Rodney Atkins'd herself and just made a big old bag of dicks and sold a bunch of it because it's her, it's Reba. And she probably could have sold just an ass load of really garbage, but she didn't. And I really appreciate that about her.
And it was like, I think the week after her album came out or something, they showed that like the top three selling albums on iTunes were her, George Strait, and Brooks and Dunn. And it's just like, oh yeah, people don't want old country music.
It's like, what year is it?
Yeah. But yeah, so that's a great album. Next is, nope, that one's on the top 10. next is the infamous String Dusters, Rose Sun. I believe that's what it's called, unless I typed it in wrong. But they're a bluegrass band. They were very tough for me to leave off of the top 10 because they are a phenomenal bluegrass band. And that is an album you should 100% check out.
I like Greengrass.
Shut the fuck up, Dale. Sorry, I'm just going through and deleting the ones that are going to be on the list off of my fucking current list. Next up is Brooks and Dunn's Reboot. It's on there mostly just because it's old Brooks and Dunn songs that you like. It's just they feature new artists, even some shitty ones that aren't too bad on it because they're singing Brooks and Dunn songs. So
yep. But also, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. Alright, next up is Driftwood's Tree of Shade. They're just a very traditional band that plays good country music, and I don't have too much to say about them. It's one that I haven't
heard. Yeah, I know that I heard something by them, and I can't remember what it is, but yeah.
Yeah, they're good, exactly. But yeah, they're not one that I know too much about. Next up is David Quinn's Wandering Fool. It's another one that's, he's like a very folky kind of sounding guy, and it's just a really good one as well. Then Abigail Dowd, Not What I Seem, another, she's very kind of folky, and it's great. Next is Aaron Lewis's State I'm In. This one I left off the top 10 because even though there are some songs on there that I love, there's just some that are really bad, and then just there are 10 albums I like more than this one.
And I still feel like, yes, there are some stupid songs, but I don't know if I would even say that any of them are bad. you know?
Oh, no, they're not bad. It's just they're, I mean, I guess they're kind of hokey bad. Kinda.
Exactly. And I don't know. I still think there's a lot of value in the fact that he has such a country sound. And I know that I'm a homer, and anyone who's listened to our podcast knows that I am a homer for Aaron Lewis because Staind is one of my favorite bands ever. Yeah. But when I listen to this album, like, he has a straight-up country sound throughout the entire thing. And there's a lot of people nowadays who just don't make country music, so I really respect that. On top of the fact that he's got some songs on there that I really absolutely love, and so I look at it from that perspective. Like, there's several that I think are fucking tremendous. There's a bunch that I think are pretty good. And like, there's a couple that are like, all right, I'm not going to listen to that song unless I'm hammered, but... it's a country song.
It's so I was gonna make a meme of just like, oh my, like a rolling eyes meme at like, oh, this stupid Aaron Lewis, but then like God and Guns comes on and it's just like the guy in front of the tornado holding the flag and a shotgun like, yeah!
Exactly, because it's like, it may be very stupid, but it's a fucking country song.
Like I like it better than Justin Moore's Guns. Like I thought that was an awful song, but this one, I mean, it's bad, but it's still entertaining. Like
it's dumb, but I understand what he's saying, you know?
Well, yeah, because it's like, you'll never take my God and you'll never take my guns, like, type of thing. It's a very, like, come and get them type song. And
out of my cold, dead hands, God damn it.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's entertaining like that. It's just, like, when I listen to it, it's not even the song that I think about. It's that time we saw him at Joe's bar when he was just like, Obama and Al-Qaeda, but I can't tell the difference. It's just like, oh, come on. Like, that fucking, like, uber conservative.
Yeah, he goes a little overboard.
But yeah, it's definitely a good album worth checking out, hence why it's on the list. But yeah, it's just, there are 10 more that I like a lot more than it, but...
Yeah, what?
Next is Sarah Evans, the Barker Family Band. That's the one I talked about. It's like 7 tracks or something, and I was listening to it, and it's definitely very country. It's very good, but it has a lot of, it has a couple covers on it. Like, she does a version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and what the hell's that song? Like, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. I don't know. Something like that, but...
You make me feel... Let's see, fucking... Oh, God, why can't... It's not... Is it Aretha Franklin? It's not Aretha Franklin, is it?
I'm not sure. I just know it's a cover.
It's like Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin, one of those type legendary, soulful black woman singer did that song. Can't remember who actually does it, but yeah.
I'm getting poor connection from you.
You're a poor connection. Fuck you, Gumby.
That's really... And you said, fuck you, Gumby, it froze, and so it's just like, you're a poor connection, fuck Gumby.
How do you know that's not how I said it?
It's true, I don't know. But anyway, next up is Son of Cloud's self-titled album. They're country, but then I listen to them, and there's just a whole bunch of, like, instrumental kind of folky alternative type songs on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good, but we're checking out, though. Andrew Hyatt,
respect.
Abel, as I said last week, it's an EP that he put out where it's, like, a partner with Kane, but the Kane track one is not good. It's bro country, but this one is a very good folky EP and stuff and worth checking out.
Yeah, I heard a couple songs off of it, or maybe just one. I can't fucking remember. But I really like the sound. It was one of those where I could for sure feel what you were saying is that the contrast between the other one is just fucking,
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, so Abel's definitely worth checking out. Next is Dean Brody's Black Sheep. This one came out last week. It's weird that he went from, like, Up on the Moon and Gravity to now he's just trying to kind of not... I don't want to diss him or anything, but it's, like, kind of a Stay Relevant type thing where he's...
Oh, I will diss the shit out of him because his song, Beautiful Freak Show, is an abortion of a fucking song.
This EP is definitely better than that. It is not...
It's hard to get worse than that because that was one of the worst things any human has ever recorded in the history of humans or recording.
Yeah, this one, it's very, like, a contemporary country, but it's not overboardly
popping. Yeah, that word scares me.
Yeah, I know. It's not great, but it's not bad. So that's why I included it on there. It's worth listening to, but it's if we were to rank every album that came out, it would be last place.
All right. I will give him the honorary way to not shit into my eyeballs, Dean Brody.
Yeah. I mean, no song will ever beat Up on the Moon. That song is just amazing.
It's a great song. Yeah. It's so hilarious because I did not know of that song. Like, I maybe have heard it, like, in passing, but never really knew. And then I heard this fucking Beautiful Freak Show song, and you're just like, oh, that's so disappointing because Up on the Moon's great. I'm like, you're telling me that this fucking guy made a good song? And then I heard it, I'm like, wow, this fucking guy did make a good song.
Up on the Moon is an amazing fucking song.
It's so good.
I listen to that one a lot.
Like, how does someone go from that? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I don't
like, how? Did everyone that he knows and loves in life die? And he's just like, well, got to change everything.
Yeah, right. I think it was more of a he doesn't want to fall behind, so he's just catching up with all the trends. And
yeah, he was like, I'm either going to have to go work at Burger King or make a garbage song.
Exactly. next up is Jack Ingram's Riding High Again. I love this album. It was very close to being on my top 10 because I love that he went from that, like, stuck-up douchebag who's just like, I'm everywhere you are or wherever you are, whatever that song is. That
and I was literally about to say, speaking of a guy who I completely wrote off as being garbage.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And then because this one and his previous one, I love how they're recorded where it makes it seem like it's just one jam session, like in a room, because you hear the talking and like the, all right, here, let's go to the next one. And he even says like the name of a song at the start when the like of the drumsticks.
Yeah, like how we're doing this.
Yeah. And he's like, we're doing this song. Like, it's so cool. I mean, obviously, I'm sure they were all recorded separately in an actual studio, but he makes it sound like they're just in a room with like a recorder in the center of the room, and that's how they're doing it, and it's really cool. And then he also has a version. Or I mean, he wrote the song with, or did he write it with Mariah Lambert? I'm not sure, but he has his version of Tin Man on the album, and it's really good. I mean, I think I like Miranda just because she has a better voice.
Yeah,
but it's also a very good one, and I just love that. Yeah, because I still remember I wrote him off when we saw him at Country Beatdown that one year because he came out and he like finished with Wherever You, is that what it's called, Wherever You Are?
Nah, I don't fucking know.
But he also has like fucking
Barefoot and Crazy.
Yeah, that one.
Barefoot and Crazy gives me cancer.
Yeah, so I wrote him off, but then his last two albums have just been Stone Cold Country. I'm like, all right, this guy's awesome. He's still wanting to do what he wants to do. And
I'm legitimately surprised, and I want to know why. I want to know why he made the garbage and why he came back.
I feel like it was he was popular, so he did what he was told, and when he fell off the radar, he's like, all right, fine, fuck it, I'll do what I want then. If I'm not going to try and chase these stupid fads you want me to chase, I'm gonna make what I want. No one's listening anyway, so no one's listening, obviously. He's playing, it's around here somewhere, I don't know.
Boof. Right,
hold on, my dogs are wrestling. I'm gonna close the door.
Boof. Woof, boof, woof, boof.
Boof, 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 boof. Boof, boof, boof. Oops, hit the mic. All right. But yeah, so I'm really happy. It wasn't Jack Ingram. It's Phil Vassar is coming here soon, and I want to see him. But it's a Sunday night, and Game of Thrones is on. So I
Game of Thrones,
because it's Phil Vassar and David Nail, who I would love to go to that concert, and because it's in St. Charles, so I'd love to go to it. But it's it's a Sunday night, and I'll be watching Game of Thrones.
Yas Queen,
Yas Queen. Oh shit! What did I do?
You broke everything.
I accidentally deleted the podcast, or not the podcast, the list.
I was like, the entire podcast is deleted.
Yep.
Oh my god!
He ate them. Now they're gonna eat me. Oh my god! Neil Bogg is Goblin spelled backwards.
Neil Bogg is Goblin spelled backwards.
Anyway. Next up is Josh Ritter's Fever Breaks. This is another amazing folk traditional country sounding album.
Produced
rock in there
by Jason Isbell.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. Next is Tyler and the Train Robbers, Best of the Worst Kind. They're a very old school sounding country band. Very good. It was actually one that I found out about because I got a press release about their album coming out, and And it wasn't from Average Joe, so it didn't feature Colt Ford, so I knew it was worth checking out.
I would really like it if Colt Ford was sent into the sun.
He'd be rapping the whole way there.
No, like you know when Elon Musk sent a car into space? I wish that was Colt Ford.
It'd be funny if you saw like the headline, like, Tesla launching Colt Ford into space.
Just like, except for the article title would be, Elon Musk saves us all from garbage raining from the sky. And if someone is listening to this right now and they're one of those motherfucking Colt Ford apologists, we're like, yeah, but he has that one song that features that one person who doesn't suck ass. Fuck you and everything you stand for. Colt Ford is an abomination.
No, what are you talking about? He's as good as the Lax.
He is as good as the Lax, which is as good as cancer of the eyes, ears, and anus.
I mean, that anus cancer, it's serious. Anyway, next, finally, of the honorable mentions is Bridge 19 in the Afterglow. They're a very good
song. I listened to a couple of their songs, and I really like their song.
Oh, yeah. They're really fucking good. It was a tough, like, it was so tough getting a top 10 out of these, because since we do put out the best of the month every week, it's so hard just to get 10 out of it.
Yeah, I was just shuffling through the playlist, trying to, like, hear as much as I could before we recorded. I'm like, huh, look at that.
Fucking great. But anyway, let's get into the top 10. The best 10 albums of the month that you should be listening to.
I should be.
First up, number 10, Melissa Etheridge's The Medicine Show.
Will the dreams get lost in the clouds of sorrow and the whole the pain. Here comes the pain.
I love her because she's has some of those very slow country songs, but she's also very rock. Like, it's not a exclusively country album, so I'm kind of cheating with actually a few
How
of those are that kind of way.
Dare you?
But she's so good. I was actually I was at Target yesterday, and they were even playing her on the TVs there. I was like, oh, I guess she's a little more popular than I thought, because I hadn't heard of her before this album. But yeah, it's really, 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 really good. Yeah, she has some very hard rock sounding songs, and then some that are more traditional acoustic, and definitely worth checking out.
You know what's completely off topic, but I feel like talking about it? I was randomly listening to, I don't know, I was Spotifying the other day, and I was listening to something, and then I was just kind of going all over the place. The fucking band Saliva, you remember that band from like the early
yeah.
2000s?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Listen to a couple
of my workout playlist.
Exactly. And I that's exactly what it was. I listened to a couple of songs, like, you know what? These need to be on a workout playlist because I haven't listened to this band in fucking forever, and they're perfect. Like, Click Click Boom is one of the greatest jack you up songs for it working is. Out I've ever heard in my life. Completely yeah. unrelated, but it's just in my brain right now.
Are you and Jake pushing each other into working out still? Or did you guys
I am getting fatter, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I figured. All right. next up is number 9, Will Kimbrough. Kimbrough? I don't know. I
think
like
it's Kimbrough,
it.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I like it down here.
Said I like it down here with the hobos and the drunks. Heart-bitten rabble with the leaving trunks. Blood in my mud and sawdust in my beer. I like a wake-up call at 1:30. If I had a job, I'd get her done. I can catch real fine trash fish off the pier. I like it down here.
I just, it's not what it's called. I just felt like I like it down here. It's nice down here. No,
basements, dope.
He's a very kind of old school classic rock country kind of sounding dude, and he's
there's something by him that I listened to and I really liked it. And if I can find it, I will tell you. But if I can't,
from this album or from his older stuff,
you never know. Yeah, no, it's not on my recently saved, so I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, I don't know any of his old albums, so I would guess it's from probably you were listening it from this one. But it's a phenomenal. This one was actually the first one I listened to when it came out that week, and I just had it on repeat in my car because it's so good, and everyone should check it out. Obviously, since we're talking about it.
Yes, skirt indeed.
Skirt. Number 8, Molly Tuttle's When You're Ready.
You can try to control the weather, but the rain inside you is still gonna fall. Days of drought will nearly starve you. There's no use hiding. We gotta face it all. Take the journey.
Is amazing.
Very good.
She gave me a Ira Wolf vibe when I was listening to her.
I believe. What did I think of her? Fuck me. what was the song that I had? Take the Journey is the song that I heard and I thought was really great. And I wish I could coherently talk about who I thought I could compare her to, other than the fact that was great.
Was it the song When You're Ready?
It was, Take the Journey. It was Take the Journey, and it was great. I don't know, like, for some reason I'm thinking that it gave me a Brandi Carlile vibe, but it was the Jade Bird that definitely gave me a Brandi Carlile vibe. Oh, and so I don't know if both of them did or not, but I know that Molly Tuttle's got a great sound. The fucking guitar work, where it's like slap fucking picking shit going on, incredible.
I really like the song The High Road, because the lyric is, you take the high road and I'll take mine. So it's like not even like, I'll take the low road. It's just, I'll take my road. Like, it's just a great lyric.
That's nice.
Better than No Stone Unturned, No Turn Unstoned.
I just don't like that line. I understand the idea. I like the idea behind it. I really do. I just don't like the words that are being used.
Yeah, it's terrible. No turn unstoned.
It's just saying unstoned. I don't know. Like, so no turn sober? Like, that's the word you're looking for? Yeah. But fuck. I don't know. I just don't like it.
I don't like that lyric.
And I don't dislike Randy Houser. I really respect him making a really nice, good album.
His
new
album is so good. It's so good.
But why?
But yeah,
why
a terrible this? Lyric. Terrible lyric. anyway, next up is at number 7, Taylor Alexander's Good Old Fashioned Pain.
Than it appears. I've been running on fumes and grinding gears. All these days it takes all my mind to keep this thing between the lines. Living my life in the passing lane, headed downhill like a runaway train. I'm gonna die trying one of these days. Living my life in the passing lane.
This dude is just straight up old school country.
I am really excited to dive into that album and like actually listen to it because I heard a couple songs, but the one that I can think of off the top of my head was Passing Lane. And it just had this really, like you said, like this classic jamming country, just country as fuck vibe. And I really liked it. It was one of those where like I hear the song, I'm like, yeah, people are still making this kind of music. And they want to make this kind of music, and it works. So thank God for you.
It's so good. It's definitely worth checking out. I know, what's his fucking name? Trigger, Saving Country Music, he wrote a pretty good review on this album. Worth checking out. And yeah, don't confuse it with the fucking The Voice guy. If you search up Taylor Alexander on Spotify,
this is the dude that is the voice that also has the same name. That's funny.
Yeah.
So don't
check out. Yeah, don't check out The Voice guy. Check out this guy. Next up, number 6, Jade Bird's self-titled album.
Does she wake up, put on makeup in the bathroom, and go to work and stay real late and text you she'll be back soon? Bet her boss runs his fingers round her pretty blonde platinum do. I bet you never thought about that, did you? And it's none of my business, and I don't want to get involved. If you're thinking that she's good, I think you should be told. She got you on your knees like a little boy.
She has some very country, and then she has some very just straight rock music,
yes.
And I really love it. I don't know how much of it you listen to, but she has one, like, this is what the least country song off it, but it's called Uh-Huh, and it's, you're turning.
I'm trying to read, Love Has All Been Done Before is a song that I got to hear from it, and I really fucking loved it.
That is a great one. But yeah, she has a song called Uh-Huh. Maybe I'll put a clip of it in here. If not, just listen to it. It's like a very rock. It's like one you would hear in like a commercial or something. It sounds like one that if it played on mainstream radio, not even country radio, just radio, it would be a jam that everyone would fucking love. And it's definitely worth checking out. But her other songs like Lottery, Ruins, My Motto, they're all slower kind of country songs, and they're all definitely worth checking out. And this is a phenomenal, phenomenal fucking
album. Oh, yeah.
Next up is Steel Blossom's self-titled album.
If I would have known then that would have begun a life of hiding in shame, I wouldn't have thought twice of taking mom's advice and just walking away. I'd be the heroine instead of letting heroin win.
They're a very folky and a little old school kind of honky tonk sounding country, and they're a duo of two girls. They're just phenomenal. They have one song called Revenge, and it's just this straight up like, if I had a million wishes, I'd use them all on you, I'd haunt you to like a day you die type thing. And it's just like, it's this amazing song, and it's like very haunting because they do sing. I think they're like the perspective of ghosts, because I could be wrong, but I think they're the perspective of a person who actually died from domestic abuse and talking about how they want to get back at the guy. And it's just really, yeah, it's this really creepy song, but it's so fucking good. And then also the honky tonk one I was thinking of is You're the Reason I Drink. And it's just this, they're really fucking good, and they're definitely worth checking out. Oh, actually, before we move on from them, they have a song called Heroin. And it's this song, it's such a good line. I'm gonna botch it. It's not gonna be, this isn't what it is, but it's like, I wish, like, if I didn't let the heroine get to me, I would have been a heroine.
And oh, it's like heroin as in like heroic female compared to heroin the drug.
Yeah. And it's such a cool lyric.
That's
like,
dope.
I completely butchered it, but yeah, it's something like that. Like, if the heroin hadn't gotten me, I would have been a heroine type thing. And it's such a cool lyric. But yeah, check that one out for sure.
For sure.
Next up, number 4, Cody Cooper, Good Ones Never Last, Part 1.
Forget about love and all of its sadness and fall.
five songs, I think. He's very Co-Wetzel sounding, like country rock.
Yes. So Colby Cooper, his song "It Ain't Me" is the first song I ever heard by him off of one of his previous EPs, because he hasn't had a legitimate album come out. And "It Ain't Me" is a fucking jam, and that's what got me into him. And so then when this came out, I saw all the Twitter folk that I follow are all on him, because he's very Co-Wetzel like you said, and they're all about it. And so I haven't listened to the entire thing, but "Fall" was a fucking jam.
Oh my god, I love that song. Yeah, I tweeted it out a while ago.
I can't even remember the title of a couple of the other ones, but yeah, "Tired," I think, is another one.
"Tired," fucking great. "Diamond Rings and Cocaine." Oh.
He's just great. I think the dude's only fucking 19 years old, too.
Oh, is he? Jeez.
I saw someone tweet out something like, maybe he's older now, but it was like, 19-year-old Colby Cooper. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah, he fucking jams. He writes really good music, and it's just great.
I don't know if you heard it, of the ones you heard, but this last song on it, "Curse October," it's a song about his dad dying, and it's...
I have heard about it, but I haven't listened to it.
It's... Oh my god, it's like heartbreakingly just sad, but it's so good. But yes,
dude's great. He's one of those that has entered the echelon of like, I gotta see this dude live.
Yeah, he's fucking phenomenal. Next up is number three, Randy Rogers Band, Hellbent.
Shows no mercy, has no rules. It's all the same.
Randrog.
This is their most country album to date, I think. Like, it is stone cold fucking country, and it is so good.
Like, yeah, I haven't listened again to the whole thing because I'm a terrible human. But the ones that I have heard, like, I've had Hellbent on a Heartache stuck in my head for weeks now, since it was a pre-release. And so yeah, he's. There's a reason why they always talk about, Randy Rogers, he's the GOAT, of this, Texas country movement. I'm like, yeah, no, he's fucking great.
Even though he sounds like he's struggling to breathe every time he sings.
He can't breathe, and it's amazing that he has become so successful, because it makes me feel like I could be a singer in a Texas country
his
band.
Voice
like,
is,
if I,
his voice
I could do
is
that, right? Like, I could do that. Yeah. But no, he's just great.
Yeah.
He's fucking
awesome. This, I think, I can't remember. I think they said it was because it was produced by someone different or something. But yeah, this is like a straight up, their most country album, I think. It's so fucking good.
I remember when they were recording it, some other artist was in the studio building when they were doing it. And they tweeted out when you all hear this new Randy Rogers album, it's going to change your life. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's really fucking good, and that's why I have it at number three. But the two that are above it are two very out-of-the-blue people I hadn't heard before, and they're fucking amazing. First is number two.
I know what one of them is.
Yeah, first is number two, the Coltrane's Lucky Stars.
Turn it up loud, try to play along, learn 1,000 licks from 100 songs. You know.
Ah, I was wondering what the other one was going to be, because you talked about this and told me I should listen because they are Cody Canada-esque.
Yeah.
because they've got Cody Cannon on one of the songs, and I did listen to that song, and I'm like, this is a fucking jam. Yeah. Really excited to listen
these
to the rest
guys
of it. Haven't yet, but
yeah, they're very rock and very, like, yeah, they're very country rock, and they're so good. The last song on the album is called Lucky, and in parentheses, With Our Family, and it's this amazing, slow acoustic song, but yeah, the rest of the album is... Oh my god, it's so good! Like Fuselage,
it's that oaky rock jam.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so good. Reaping Under the Stars, Listen to Your Heart. They're all phenomenal and heroes.
Listen to Your Heart.
Yeah, it's actually a country version though. but yeah, they're really fucking good. They came out. I don't know if this is their first album or not. I think it might be their first like actual full length LP, but I'm not 100% sure on that one. But it's really, really fucking good, and you all need to check it out. But it number yes. one of the month,
yeesh.
The one that me and Kevin have both obsessively been listening to because of how fucking good it is a Lowdown Drifters Last Call for Dreamers.
'Cause we three kings, you know we had our moment in the sun.
This album is
goddamn right.
Fucking so good.
I love it so yeah. much.
Like, there are a couple songs on it that this might sound weird if you're not a fan of Brantley Gilbert, but they sound like Brantley Gilbert when he was good, like his first two albums. That's kind of
yeah,
the sound.
Because it's got more of a rockin' vibe to some of the songs. Yeah, it's one of those where I just love the sound that he gets. Because honestly, it's kind of like... To me, it's like if you took John Wolfe's voice and you put it over a Southern rock jamming type band. Like, that's yeah. kind of the sound that I get from it. And it's one of, like, the song We Three Kings, I
oh
fucking
God.
Love so,
so
much.
Good.
And I'm not even, like, I can't even relate to the specific idea of, like, the three friends. But anyone who can think back about their high school friend group or, like, you know, mm-hmm. younger friend group, and then you split off and go your separate ways. But thinking back to those days of when you were, you know, going and doing shit, hanging out, sneaking back into your house late at night, you know, like... It's just such a well-done song, and I love it
yeah.
so much. I've listened to that song like 20 times in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's so good. My favorite, I think, purely because of the humor in it, is Last Night in Denver, because it's just...
That's a pretty great song.
It's just like, if you ask the bartender or those old drunks at church, they said, I'll be a star and I'll go far, but last night in Denver, I slept in my car. Like,
yeah, when he says the line about, like, if I put on skinny jeans, would you buy some of my merch?
Yeah, yeah, it's like, it's, if I say y'all, will y'all sing along? If I say hell yeah, will you buy my songs? And, like, if I lose weight and wear skinny jeans, would you buy, like, all my merch or whatever? It's like, because the whole point of the song is just like, well, they said I'll make it, but everything I'm doing is wrong, so what do I need
yeah,
to do
like
for you to listen to my music?
Exactly, like, it's not working so far, so, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, the Lowdown Drifters, if you guys are listening, I love you, and I'm really excited for your album to arrive at my house that I purchased the other day.
Oh, did you get the vinyl hat combo?
I got the one with... Yes.
Vinyl hat and, like, stickers or something, I think.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think I'm going to... Their shirt designs are so fucking cool. Like, I'm going to buy one or two of them because there's the one, it's like the guitar that turns into, like, the, like, Seattle needle thing, and there's, like, an octopus on it, and it's the coolest fucking shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I need to buy that shirt, so... Props to you guys for having awesome merch, too. And their hats are pretty sweet, so I might buy a hat, too.
Yeah, but, I am excited for it to arrive.
Yeah, this album is amazing. It's genuinely, I think, my favorite of the year so far.
It's right up there. Honestly, for me, it's Charles Wesley Godwin and this.
Yeah, that one is
amazing. Because Seneca I listened to so many times.
Yeah.
So many times.
This one is one I can guarantee that summer drinking, we are going to be outside with this cranked up for fucking
That summer. Reminds me, going to Hayward in a couple weeks, and I am so fucking excited.
Yes. Yeah. I should have. I mean, I was so slow at work today, I could have taken the days off and gone up to Hayward with Doug and my dad and Michelle. They all went up there, and I'm very jealous. But
how dare they?
Doesn't
anybody work?
The only complaint I have about this album is they have the song Between the Bottom and the Bottle, which is a great song, and so is This Old House. But the song is Between the Bottom and the Bottle, and then the next song, This Old House, starts with him saying, I'm at the bottom of the bottle, and it's just like, you can't use those lyrics twice, two songs in a row, man. What are you doing?
I'm at the bottom, damn it.
And then the last song in the album is called Empty Bottles.
We got it!
But no, but every song on this album is great. Like, I'm not shit talking here. Like, Black Cat's an amazing song, Bar Stools, Diamonds and Rust, Diesel Smoke, Fire in Her Eyes, all amazing songs. Like, check out this album. It is, yeah, that one and yeah, that other one you said, those are definitely, these are competitors for album of the year. Like, so fucking yeah. Good. Speaking of which, I need to get the previous 4 months or 3 months albums that all came out so I could make them, put them on a list, because I know Flatland Cavalry had one that this year.
And, yep, it was pretty good.
That one. I think Flatland will have to do an episode on soon. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So those are my, or, I mean, they're, I put together the list, but obviously Kevin liked the albums as well, and those are the top 10 albums. Those are the
every single one.
The 25 or 26, I can't remember exactly, albums that came out last month that you should definitely check out. And the fact that 26 albums came out in a year lets everyone know there's a lot of good country music still fucking coming out, and you should be listening to it. Like,
God damn right.
Yeah. So, yeah, check out that music. Next up is our new segment that we've been introducing this past few episodes, the number one country song of the week, but not from this year because this year is terrible. This week we are doing a song that was number one May 1st of 1982, Alabama's Mountain Music.
Rip away like Tom Sawyer.
This is a classic. Saw them at the Kane County Fair for $5. But no, back before they had their amazing song, Southern Drawl, or whatever that fucking song was.
I forgot that existed, and now I'm sad.
I know. But yeah, so Alabama, obviously, they're a huge band from back in the day.
From Georgia.
So Mountain Music, it's a song, just a song about wanting to jam.
Play
out
me
to, like,
some mountain music.
Yeah, exactly.
Like grandma and grandma used to play.
Yeah. But yeah, so back when good music was number one on the radio and
listen yeah. to some and album. Back when, like, I mean, it's also when people respected and valued, like, instrumental parts. You know, mm-hmm. like that, like it fucking jams out into the fucking fiddle part. And yeah. nowadays, dun, dun, if you dun, did that,
dun, 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 dun,
like if
dun,
they did dun, that dun, in dun, a, dun, a modern song, everyone would be like, why are they not putting bass in my face?
Which is so crazy to think that not that many years ago, fucking Old Alabama by Brad Paisley went number one, which was a
yeah.
tribute.
What a time before he was accidentally racist, and I hate him.
You mean the greatest song to ever be written, ever? Hey, if you forget my gold chains, I'll forget the iron chains, Kevin.
Hey, we should take that trade. It's a good trade.
Exactly. Anyway, before we go on to where you can find us, we have a new review of the podcast.
Oh, shit.
So thank you to everyone who... I feel like we might have new listeners since we restarted the podcast because we've kind
That'd
of
be
have
cool.
a new format. So
if you're new, welcome. Yes, I am this stupid all the time. This is not special.
So this review is from Peaver Mouse. It's called No Pop Country. 5 stars, baby.
Yeah.
These two have great taste in music, and they're fairly funny to boot. If you'd like to learn about new and great country music, this podcast is for you. Thank you so much for their kind words, and thank you for listening, because our podcast is 5 stars out of 5 stars on iTunes right now, despite having a 3-star review from whoever did that motherfucker.
Skirt.
But yeah, so thank you to everyone. Please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps us get found, I think, maybe. I don't know. I don't know either,
I mean, but I love you guys popular. Anyway.
We're not like a top 200 podcast, so, but we're at least top on there somewhere. Anyway, you can find us at CountryHodgePodge.com, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Country Hodgepodge. On Spotify, you can find the Hodge Podcast picks. Every week I upload the songs we talk about that week, so you can listen to all the songs we've ever talked about on this podcast ever, except Old Town Road.
Ever.
Every Monday, sometimes Kevin updates the podcast playlist. It's been about a month, though. You can find
Kevin's. I decided that I'm going to start, well, I guess it wouldn't be accurate to say I'm going to start this month because it's already this month.
First Monday
I'm going to do it monthly now. I'm just going to accumulate songs and then I'll change it after the month. The weekly is too hard.
Just do Kevin's picks. Just change it to Kevin's picks of the month, and then make like 15 songs or something.
Exactly. I'm gonna add songs to it. It'll be more than 10, but then we're gonna figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. You can also find Fridays, or not Fridays New Music anymore. It's called This Month in Country, where every Friday I add the best of the week, but they show all through the month, and then after that, I think I'm gonna make like a best of the year playlist that I'll just move them over to that after, so you can listen to all of them that came out this year, and you'll have access to all that. But yeah, you could buy one of our stupid fucking shirts on tpublic.com. If you go there and search Clifftron, which is the username that it's under, or Country Hodgepodge, you can find them. You got God Bless American Aquarium. You got the Americana Powerhouse, which is the one that sold the most. You got America Fuck You.
Yeah.
Burping. you can find Kevin on Twitter at CHP_Church. Please rate and review the podcast. We're on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Listen to us any one of those places. Someone actually asked us last week again where the Waylon Jennings episode was. It's on Cinemax, Tales from the Tour Bus. Watch that. It's hilarious.
Yes, and there's a second season to it, so if you go to Cinemax and you're really confused why Tales of the Tour Bus has a bunch of pictures of all these funk legends, the second season's all about funk, which is still really good. I would encourage anyone to watch the second season because it's really good.
Yeah, I don't know, Cinemax,
but the first season is what's all about the old country.
Yeah, you got Waylon, George Jones, Johnny Paycheck,
Jerry Lewis, Jerry Jeff Walker, and I knew it wasn't Jerry Jeff Walker, and I couldn't fucking figure it out.
And then there was one more, I can't remember.
Duct tape guy. George Jones is with Blaze Foley. Blaze Foley's fucking great.
I love Blaze Foley. I couldn't think of his name. But yeah, so check that out on Skinemax. But that's it for this week for us. Next week we're going to get to another artist spotlight where we'll finally talk about Sam Hunt.
No skirt.
So until next week, I'm Steve Hodge. As always, joined by Kevin Hodge, saying goodbye, good night, and good Charlotte.